T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story on WBBM, a vigil is planned tonight to honor the memory of the victims of Friday's deadly domestic violence incident in southwest suburban Oak Forest. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Prayer candles continue to flicker here on the 5500 block of Anne Marie Lane. Flowers and balloons have also been placed up against and through openings in fencing that has been set up around the house where a mother and two of her adult children were killed Friday morning. Officials believe the alleged killer, 44-year-old Carlos Gomez, shot the three, set the house on fire, and then killed himself. Tonight there will be a vigil outside Oak Forest City Hall for 43-year-old Lupe Gomez, 22-year-old Brianna Rodriguez, and 20-year-old Emilio Rodriguez. Lupe Gomez's two youngest daughters survived. Their uncle has set up a GoFundMe to pay for the three funerals and for the emotional support and resources the two surviving sisters will need. So far, more than $25,000 has been raised. In Oak Forest, Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man was arrested over the weekend in downstate McLean County in connection with a murder last spring. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Malik Wilson used the Snapchat social media app to lure the victim, 24-year-old Giovanni Alvarado, to a Southside alley where he was shot and killed. Authorities say the shooting took place along the 1300 block of East 71st Place on April 24th. Chicago police and U.S. Marshals arrested Wilson at the McLean County Jail on a warrant in Alvarado's death. He was being held in McLean County in connection with an armed robbery.
Groundbreaking ceremonies were held yesterday for a new equestrian training facility in south suburban Linwood.
Parachute is jumping out of the sky and landing on the property. Horses, food trucks. It's like a fair.
Pastor Steve Muncy of Family Christian Center Church in Munster, Indiana, talking with his congregation about the extravagant groundbreaking ceremony at a field in neighboring Linwood, owned by the megachurch, known for its dynamic shows that often display exotic animals during special church services.
It's our 20-some acres. Oh, and we've been waiting for this time. We bought it, years ago.
A new equestrian university on the land will not only hold space for veterinarian training geared toward providing medical services to horses, but the facility will also house church-owned animals and serve as a hub for emotional support animal services. The largest portion of this land will be converted into a showcase arena for national as well as international horse competitions. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot and other officials are expected to announce plans for the LaSalle Street corridor in the Loop today. Last week, the mayor said she was working on a plan to reimagine the area.
It's no secret that LaSalle Street, I think, is an important, iconic, historic stretch of the Central Business District. There has been a lot of movement with law firms and banks moving to other locations. And we want to just make sure that that stretch from really the Board of Trade to Wacker remains vibrant.
She said the plan includes converting some of the historic buildings into affordable housing and spaces for new businesses.
A police chase in Michigan City, Indiana, ended with a crash and the death of an Illinois teenager. WBBM's Andy Dane with the details.
Authorities in Michigan City say officers spotted a car driving the wrong way along Michigan Boulevard around 8 o'clock Thursday night. When they attempted stopping the car, investigators say the driver sped away and a chase followed. That chase ended when the driver struck a line of concrete barriers near a football field, went airborne, and eventually crashed into the bleachers of the stadium. Aid was rendered to the driver, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. He's now been identified as 18-year-old Grant Grable of Bourbonnais. That's the story from Michigan City.
They're smart, really smart, and then there's perfect. No, we're not talking about Cisco Cotto here. It's an Indiana high school student who has received a perfect score in his AP calculus exam, the only one in the world to do it.
Penn High School in Mishawaka is excited this morning. A junior there, Felix Zhang, aced the AP calc exam.
Going into the test, I wasn't really expecting anything that much. I mean, obviously, I wanted to do well on it, and I prepared a lot, but I never actually thought about getting a perfect score before.
Felix spoke with Channel 22 in South Bend. The AP exams are designed to challenge and prepare students for college classes. Most would say Felix is ready. His math teacher, Denise White.
I was not surprised that Felix accomplished this. The surprising part was that he was the only one in the world. And the way his reaction was so humbling.
Out of 270,000 students worldwide, Felix was the only one to earn every point possible. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBS.
Evanston has hired a new police chief, and she's no stranger to the city.
Shanita Stewart is coming back to Evanston, where she grew up and graduated high school. City manager Luke Stowe announced her appointment as police chief and said she's uniquely qualified to lead the department while strengthening community relationships. Stewart has served as deputy chief in East Dundee and Lincolnwood, as well as a member of the Committee on Rethinking Responses for Common Calls for Service for an international group of police chiefs. She has a master's and bachelor's in criminal justice from Chicago State and Illinois State, respectively. Her hiring comes after a six-month process that included a community survey and public forum among the candidates. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
An Iowa woman accused of fraud in several states, including Illinois, gets 15 months in prison.
Prosecutors say 53-year-old Stephanie Mendenhall pleaded guilty to four counts of theft of government funds. Mendenhall admitted to facilitating false claims for unemployment insurance benefits, which were intended for those in need due to the pandemic, in the names of other people, and allowing those funds to be deposited into bank accounts she controlled. Mendenhall received fraudulent unemployment benefits paid through several states, including Illinois. She received more than $35,000. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.